For some 600 foreign prisoners at Guantanamo Naval Base, nothing has changed for 2 years. They are held incommunicado, without charge. Many don't even know that a case before the Supreme Court is testing whether they have any ability to challenge their detention in the U.S. courts. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard arguments in the Guantanamo case, and NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was there.
At issue in the case is the right of habeas corpus, the right to challenge one's imprisonment, a right enacted at the founding of the Republic in both the Constitution and in a federal statute. The statute makes no distinction between U.S. citizens and foreigners. It simply says that a person held in prison can go to court to force the government to justify that imprisonment. But the Bush administration contends that a post-World War II court decision allows the government to imprison foreigners abroad without any court interference. Yesterday, the lawyer for the Guantanamo detainees, retired Judge John Gibbons, told the Supreme Court that would mean the men at Guantanamo could be detained for any length of time under any conditions, even though some may be innocent.
Respondents would create a lawless enclave, insulating the executive branch from any judicial scrutiny now or in the future.
Questioned by the justices, Gibbons said that the courts have no role to play for prisoners on the battlefield or even for prisoners at Guantanamo if they are correctly detained as unlawful enemy combatants. But, he said, the prisoners at Guantanamo are entitled to a basic hearing to determine if they are enemy combatants or merely innocents, as some claim, caught up in the fog of war. Representing the Bush administration, Solicitor General Ted Olson argued that the courts can only do damage when they interfere in such matters.
The United States is at war. Over 10,000 American troops are in Afghanistan today in response to a virtually unanimous congressional declaration of an unusual and extraordinary threat to our national security.
Several justices, however, observed that the Guantanamo detainees are not claiming they have the full panoply of rights available to criminal defendants in the U.S., Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
They say we're not asking for any of those things, certainly not asking to have a lawyer there while these people are being interrogated. They are saying, look, we are claiming that all people are innocents, and for purposes of this proceeding, we must assume that. And all we want is some process to determine whether they are indeed innocent.
The dilemma for the court was summed up by Justice Stephen Breyer addressing Solicitor General Olson.
If we go with you, it has a virtue of clarity. There is a clear rule. Not a citizen outside the United States, you don't get your foot in the door. But against you is that same fact. It seems rather contrary to an idea of a constitution with three branches, that the executive would be free to do whatever they want without a check.
In this case, suggested Breyer, the court could help the executive branch by outlining a protective but practical procedure for the detainees. That prompted an acerbic exchange with Justice Antonin Scalia, an exchange that summarized not only the two men's divergent approaches to the law, but the opposing ends of the legal debate. The executive branch's power is not unchecked, said Scalia.
If the people think that this is unfair, if Congress thinks it's unfair, with a stroke of the pen, they can change the habeas statute.
That answer didn't satisfy Breyer.
I'm still honestly most worried about the fact that there would be a large category of unchecked and uncheckable actions dealing with the detention of individuals that are being held in a place where America has power to do everything.
Scalia, his impatience rising, asked Solicitor General Olson if Congress could fix anything it wanted to. But, as you will hear, Olson could barely get in a word to respond.
Congress could do all that, though, couldn't it?
Congress could do all that.
If it wanted to change the habeas statute, it could make all sorts of refined modifications.
Yes, it could.
About issues that we know nothing whatever about. Because we have only lawyers before us, we have no witnesses, we have no cross-examination, we have no investigative staff. And we should be the ones, Justice Breyer suggests, to draw up this reticulated system to preserve our military from intervention by the courts.
Breyer, his voice growing calmer in irritation, responded,
I don't think it's something that requires witnesses and reticulated, whatever they are, tax codes.
By the end of the argument, the court seemed closely divided. A decision is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.